Before we start the podcast, we want to take the time to say if you like us, please follow, like, comment on SoundCloud, sub, like, comment on YouTube, subscribe, rate, and comment on iTunes. It really helps us out and we appreciate it. Thank you.
Welcome to Anime Cherry Bomb, where we review all your favorite anime and sometimes your least favorite anime. I'm the guy who believes in you, who believes in me, Aaron. And with me is the guy whose drill will pierce the heavens, Jay. Jay, how's it going?
It's going good, Aaron. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good for the 100th time.
I know, right? Oh my God, you're right.
Yeah,
this is the 100th episode.
Yeah, I can't believe we made it 100 episodes.
You gonna say it again? I can't believe it.
I can't believe it. I can say that every week. I can't believe
we made it this far.
I know. I can't believe we're on episode 75.
I know, right?
Yeah, but thank you for everybody who's listened to any of our other podcasts and stuff.
Yes.
We are ready for the next 100 after this.
Yep, for sure.
But before we get to 101, Jay, we have to talk about 100. Mm-hmm. And what was the anime that we graciously chose?
The drilling classic, Gurren Lagann. And do you have the synopsis? Oh, I have the synopsis.
Do you have the synopsis ready, Jay?
I guess we both have the synopsis ready because it's right here on our TV. But Aaron's new TV, I might add.
Exactly. I wish it was bought with cherry bomb money.
I know, right? But Gurren Lagann. This is the story of a man who has yet to realize what his destiny holds in store for him. In the distant future, mankind has lived quietly and restlessly underground for hundreds of years, subject to earthquakes and cave-ins. Living in one such village are two young men, one named Simone, who is shy and naive, and the other named Kamina, who believes in the existence of a surface world above their heads. And that's from Crunchyroll, our buddies over there.
Yeah, and that pretty much gets into it.
Right off the bat.
Yeah.
This is very, I know it's not trigger, but oh my God, this is like hyperdrive, go, go, go anime.
Yeah, well, this anime spawned trigger, so.
Yes.
You could tell, I have a lot of really cool things that I noticed. I don't know if you noticed, but okay. We'll get into it in general.
Yeah.
General and art, obviously.
Yeah.
All right, so you ready for the facts, Jay?
Yep.
Okay, let me just pull these up. Okay, so Gurren Lagann, 2007, 27 episodes, mecha adventure comedy. It was created by Studio Gainax, which are famous for Mahoromatic, Evangelion, FLCL, and most recently, which is weird, it's recent because it's 2012. Wish upon Pleiades.
Okay.
Which was a joint venture with them and Subaru.
Oh yeah, I think you sent me a video about that anime.
Yeah,
or they mentioned it's mentioned in the beginning.
Yeah, but yeah, it's like a commercial for Subaru.
Yeah.
The main character is a girl named Subaru. That's what I was. I was really looking for like really shameless car plugs like the whole time. Like I like skimmed through the first episode and I didn't find any. Like I really wanted them to be like, oh, look at this Subaru hatchback. Beautifully, look how well it drives.
Drives by.
Exactly.
Like, whoa, look at the rims on that Forester.
I know, like they just stopped mid-sentence. Like, whoa, hold on. Did you see that Forester we'll go by? Beautiful. The guy comes back, yeah, and it drives like a butte.
Let's go. Watch me drive over these hilly mountains real quick.
Oh, I was hoping
that sounds like an anime we need to do.
I was hoping it was like that. It's not like that, unfortunately. Unless I missed it,
that'd be great. But I still want to do it.
And also, I think I brought up this anime before, but Mahoromatic. Do you know what that is?
Yeah, I think you've brought it. It sounds familiar. I don't know what it's about, though.
Yeah, so it's about a female android.
Okay.
That's like it was created to be like the ultimate soldier. And her life is like running out because she's been in so many battles.
Oh yes, I remember you talking about this.
And then so for she can either like go another 21 days in battle or live for like a maid for like 2 years.
Uh-huh.
And so she becomes a maid.
Yeah.
For this kid. It's pretty cool. Pretty dope.
Sounds cool.
Crappy ending. Well, I want actually want to look it up. 2 seasons, by the way.
Oh, wow.
That's, yeah.
How long? That's a long anime.
So this anime was directed by Hiroyuki Imaishi, the legend.
Uh-huh.
Founder of Trigger. He also directed Panty and Stocking, which is his last Gainax. Kill la Kill, and recently the movie Promare. Mm-hmm. You know...
Is Gainax still around?
Yes, Gainax is still around. They're okay. doing a movie, I think, right now, a three-part movie. But their last TV anime they did was that one, the Upon Pleiades.
Okay.
Which is weird. Like, I don't know if they're... Maybe they're doing between work right now.
Maybe.
I know, which is weird, talking about Gainax, their president just got in trouble for something. I think for either some sort of sexual harassment.
Oh, great.
Yeah. And
add that guy to the list.
Yeah. And the creator of Evangelion came out and said, I have no associate. Like, he immediately was like, I have no.
Like, wiping his hands clean from this guy?
From this guy. And Gainax. He was like, I don't have nothing to do with him.
Okay.
So, pretty crazy. But speaking of Hiroyuki Imaishi, this man is a genius. I came across this thought after I had just finished Gurren Lagann.
Yeah.
So, if you look at Gurren Lagann and you look at Kill la Kill, right?
Uh-huh.
I feel like Gurren Lagann is really good, but there's hands of a corporation in there a little bit. Yeah. Like, looking at, like, how the weird fan service, like, the blatant fan service, like...
Everywhere.
I told my friends, this anime has more fan service than Kill la Kill. And, like, Kill la Kill is, like, the joke is supposed to be that it's over-sexualized.
Yeah.
And I feel like Kill la Kill is almost a response to Gurren Lagann, mm-hmm. to where it's, like, making fun of the sexualization of it, yeah. of its female characters, at least. But you can tell the difference in budget between the two. Like, Gurren obviously had big money back in it.
Oh, yeah. This anime looks beautiful. Yeah.
And you look at...
And it's, what? 2007.
2007, exactly.
If and you remember any anime from, like, 2007, Harvey. I'm sure a lot of... Well, of course, you bring up, like, the masterpiece or something like that.
Yeah, but... It holds up. If you told me Studio Trigger was coming out with a new anime and it was...
And it looked like
Gurren.
This.
Yeah. They do. Look at Kill la Kill. Kill la Kill looks like Gurren Lagann, like a new Gurren Lagann. If you look at Promare, the main character is just Kamina.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty literally much, just Kamina. It's Kamina and Viral, actually.
Combined.
The other guy.
Yeah.
What I was going to say, why I think he is a genius... Uh-huh. is right after this, he did the movies, and then after the movies, he did Panty and Stocking.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, it's so crazy that this guy was like, okay, I did a high-budget mecha anime. Let me do something super low-budget.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know if that was purposely they gave him a low-budget, or he asked for a low-budget, and that's what he did with it.
Well, Panty and Stocking was almost like a passion kind of project.
Yeah.
Because, like, it was just... I mean, you could look up the podcast that when we talked about it, but it was like made from like them being drunk and stuff, right?
Exactly. Oh, it's so cool. Like, this guy made these two anime
back to back. Yeah, it's very interesting.
Yeah, I was like, yo, like just to have the creativity to go from, I don't want to like behold myself to just like mecha anime or this one type of anime, mm-hmm. like a. You look at like the space dandy guy. I forget his name off the top of my head right now. Shinshiro Watanabe.
Yeah,
like a lot of his anime are like super similar, like futuristic.
Yeah,
parts they all look like they take place in the same universe.
Uh huh. And they kind of do.
Yeah, they kind of do exactly. And here they also do look like they kind of take place in the same universe, but it's. Not really. It's so weird. Like, the same art... Like, it's the same art style, but, like, you can't really make a direct...
Relationship.
Correct. Yeah. Relationship between the two.
Two anime, yeah.
Anyway, yeah. Imaishi, genius. Really, really dig him.
Yep.
Sorry. This is licensed by Aniplex. The music was done by Taku Iwasaki. And he did Read or Die, Get Backers, Black Butler, and Soul Eater.
Oh, wow.
The
I want to do Get Backers.
Also want to do Get Backers. I heard it's real good. I've never seen it, but it's heard it's real good.
Get Backers, The Slayers. I want to do like all those older
ones. Yeah. There was a Mahou Matic is like a really old one. I think 2001. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I want to do some old anime, which would be really fun. The opening is Sorario Days by Shoko Nakagawa. The ending, or the first ending, is Underground by High Voltage. The second ending is Happily Ever After by Shoko Nakagawa. And then the last ending is Everyone's Peace by Afromania.
The second ending was like only one episode.
It's only one episode, I think, between the two arcs.
Yeah. I think that song was pretty good.
Yeah. So how do you feel about the music, Jay?
The music is fantastic.
I know. It's very... Now that...
high energy.
Now that I know that it was from Soul Eater, it makes sense because I can hear a lot of that. A lot of those sounds and stuff. Really good. Like you said, really high energy. Really, really cool.
Yep. And as for like the openings and stuff, the... Well, there's only one opening, right? One song. They change up the...
So
the animations and stuff.
Yeah, when they swapped out the animations for the 7 years.
Yeah,
I was like, "Yo, is this where they're going with?" I was so excited. It's like the first time you see, like the adult versions of these characters. Mm-hmm. It's in the opening, and it's like,
yeah,
whoa, it was a really cool change.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting it either because like, I didn't know anything about Gurren Lagann when I went into this anime, so. Mm-hmm. It was really interesting because, like, after like that first arc of them like beating the Spiral King or whatever,
you're like, where can they go from here?
Yeah, I was like, what? Okay, what's next? And I was like, oh, this is what's next. They're older now.
I know, political intrigue.
Yeah, it's like Ocarina of Time. Link goes to the becomes an adult.
Exactly. And then I really like the last ending song.
Yeah,
it's real cool. Mm-hmm. Just the art. It's very basic, but
I think all the endings are really good.
Yeah.
The first one and the third one have the same kind of style of like of Simon and like Buta like walking and stuff,
mm-hmm.
and it's all black and white. Looks really cool. Songs are also really cool. Really enjoyed them all.
Okay, so for the multimedia, there's two compilation movies with added scenes in it. We watched the last battle. How do you feel the difference between the last battle in the movie versus the anime?
The anime was really cool. It's different.
Yeah, it's really animated.
They added like a whole like fist fight scene to the end of the movie, but I thought that was pretty interesting. I did like it though.
Yeah, it looked pretty cool. I like them both. They're both pretty cool.
Yeah, they're both really good.
I prefer the older Tengo Toppa Gurren Lagann. From the series.
Then the like the energy looking one.
Yeah, the energy Kamina, it looked like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was okay. It also has, there's two games. There was one.
There's more than two games.
Is there more than two games? On the wiki, I had listed two.
Yeah. There's a video on YouTube saying like the evolution of Gurren Lagann video games.
Oh.
So there's a lot.
Okay.
Well, there's not like a lot, but
there's more than two.
There's more than two.
Well, the two on the wiki.
Okay.
One was an online drilling game that ended up getting canceled because every time you install the game on your desktop, it just crashed Windows.
Sounds awesome.
Yeah, so they couldn't get it fixed. And it was like online drilling competition.
Okay.
Yeah, it was weird. And it was like also like a game. Yeah, and also it was like a card collecting game.
Uh-huh.
So it was like a bunch of different stuff put into one. And then there was a DS game.
Yeah. It's like a third person kind of like fighting mech game. The 3DS game. But there's other ones for like the PSP and PlayStation Vita and like the PlayStation 4 and stuff like that where you can download it. There's no like physical game mode for it. But they're all like tactical, like RPG kind of things.
Oh, and then the fun thing about the DS game actually came with, I think it said episode 5.5.
Really?
Yeah, so it came with an extra bonus OVA.
That's cool.
Yeah, and then eventually...
Like a full-length episode? It's like 20 minutes or something?
I don't know if it's full-length. I just know it's a side story.
Oh, okay.
And apparently Gainax had to buy back the rights to that OVA.
Really?
Yeah, from Bandai. And then they ended up putting that game into another game as well.
Okay.
All right. So is there anything general you want to talk about, Jay, before the main? I don't know. I got to change how I say that because
Before we talk about the normal stuff.
Yeah. Because the general is normal stuff. Anything extra you want to talk about before we go into the normal stuff?
This anime is like super over the top and it's crazy.
Oh my goodness.
Like,
so
like the final, like the last like few episodes is like this. It's ridiculous how much what's going on.
When the anti-spirals, when they're throwing like planets at. When the anime started.
No.
Did you think they were going to be hurling universes at each other?
That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen in an anime is. Let me just grab this solar system right here.
And just chuck it.
Chuck it like a boomerang real quick. That's crazy.
How was that for you? Because I had never seen Gurren Lagann.
Yeah.
But through osmosis, I've known a lot about Gurren Lagann.
Yeah.
And I knew that's where it was going to end.
Okay.
Where they're going to be throwing universes at each other.
And it starts underground, digging with a little drill.
I know, with a hand drill, ends with her chucking universes.
Yeah,
freaking Voltron. How do you feel about that, Jay?
I mean, the progression is kind of very drastic, but
and it's real quick too.
Yeah, it's very quick.
Like, oh, we learned how to space travel. Okay, now let's throw galaxies.
Now let's teleport and throw galaxies at each other. But I thought it was fine. They handled it pretty well for what it is, but I just think it's pretty over the top and
it's pretty outrageous, and I love it. I love it for that.
Yeah, I actually really enjoy it too.
How'd you enjoy the birth of Trigger going to space?
This is what started that whole thing. This is what started the
trend of going to space.
Yeah, I enjoyed it, and I expected them to go to space.
I
didn't expect them to literally drill to the heavens, but
yeah, exactly.
But it was pretty cool.
I think actually I feel like.
Well, it starts off in space, doesn't it, this anime? There's like a little
future scene.
Yeah.
But I honestly prefer Kill la Kill's space moment to this one.
Okay.
Because it's not as long. Because it's not, like, it is a little bit of a big deal. But then space just becomes a setting after that.
Yeah.
And at Kill la Kill, space is more of a...
Final
a set
battles.
Piece. It's like a set piece. And I think the set piece is a lot cooler than becoming a galactic manga or galactic story.
Yeah.
Which Gurren becomes at the end, which is also really weird. I feel this anime is like a tale of three anime, actually. Mm-hmm. Like, if someone told me, like, if they could extend each part to 24 episodes, I would enjoy it.
Okay.
So, like, well, maybe not the first part. So, what I'm referring to is everything before Kamina's death, I feel is okay. It's, like, fine. I feel like they're trying to get their feet under themselves. Mm-hmm. This is Imaishi's, I think, third thing he directed. Okay. But nothing before this was, like, approaching the scope of what Gurren Lagann was going to become.
Yeah.
So, it's kind of slow, kind of, like, dotting. And then... After Kamina dies, then it becomes like Trigger. I feel like everything past that is like really dope. Mm-hmm. And then after Laura Genome dies and we go to the 7 years future, that is also really, really cool.
Yeah.
Just like really weird, just like Carol and Tuesday, I would like more filler in
more,
spots.
More in between, yeah.
So like after Kamina's death, and before they face Lord Genome, I would love like little, like almost Monster of the Week episodes.
Yeah,
but with
the gunmans and stuff.
Yeah,
like
with
that.
Gunmans and with the generals. Like, Like the water general, like they beat her like so fast. I think she's like in Adine. Two episodes. Yeah, Adine. Like they beat her so fast. Like I wish she was more involved with it.
The flying dude was also beaten pretty quick as well.
Yeah, and then it also could have been like a vehicle for Viral to get more Viral shine, because I think Viral's a really dope character that doesn't really get shafted, but I feel like I would want more. I want more from him.
Yeah.
Oh, and then in the third part, I could totally have gone for like five more episodes in like the parallel universes.
Oh my god, those parallel those things were so cool, and they just barely showed anything.
Exactly. Like I would have loved to see jewelry thief Kamina and
Oh my god, that was so cool.
And Simon. I would have loved to see that. I would have loved to see Yoko the bounty hunter. That would have been really cool.
It would have been cool to have like an endless eight kind of thing where you get to see everybody's like thing trying to like realize that this is not the reality.
That's what I really wanted to get at. Oh, and that I know I'm going into a little bit for favorite scenes, but that Viral's dream, like
oh my god, yeah, that's like the
hurt me. I was already kind of like teary eyed when Kamina, you know, tells Simone, he goes, when did you get taller than me? And they're like talking to each other.
Yeah.
And then Yoko, when she's watching the TV and she sees her getting married to what's his name? She's getting married to
Kitan?
Yeah, Kitan. And that kinda got me teary eyed.
Yeah.
And then everyone else's, they're just kind of cute,
Leron working on like the electrical
on the rig, yeah. Or it was Gimmy and Dari and the other guy were like they were like pastry chefs.
Oh yeah, that was cool.
Like that would've been really fun, like a really fun episode to explore. And then that Viral one just hit me super, like it's not even long. It's just like, she goes, oh, here you go, daddy, and puts the crown on his head.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, like, that's what he...
And he picks her up.
I know. Like, that's what he wants.
His super hot wife.
Yeah, and he's like, huh. He's like, I was having such a sappy dream. I like that. God, he's so... Oh, I love Viral.
Yeah.
But that... I was literally, like, bawling my eyes out when that scene came on. It just hit me so hard.
Like, unexpectedly.
Yeah. I was like, oh... I didn't know what I even expected, but like there's such a cool line in the in like the first 15 episodes where Lord Trinome tells him like, you guys can't have kids, and like that, like it didn't seem like it would affect him, but that dream shows like
that it sucks. It's that like he can't do it.
Yeah, like
he's immortal and all that.
Yeah,
can't have kids. Hey, you could adopt Viral.
No, oh, it's so sad.
Can still get married.
That's also true. Find his hot animal wife.
Yeah.
So this anime where it started like breaking me when I started laughing every time was like the science jargon.
Oh yeah.
That they're throwing out. Like it's so ridiculous. Like I don't know if what they're saying actually makes sense.
Yeah.
Or if it's just gibberish, like science gibberish put into there.
Yeah.
Oh my god, it's hilarious.
Especially like what's his name, the Lord Genome, he throws out some really like
way out there
stuff, and like even what's his face didn't understand what's his name,
Leron. Yeah, Leron's like, I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know either.
One was like they can control probability. I was like, what?
Oh, yeah. The missiles? Like
the missiles can like, control probability.
That was ridiculous. That's another really ridiculous thing.
They were like, it's hitting us, but it says we're not taking any damage. That's so cool.
I know, right?
Oh. Or like the ocean of despair.
Where would you think of... How do you think of something like that? It's like so original.
It's so ridiculous. It's like, oh, no, the quantum phosons keep us...
The quantum phosons.
Oh, it's so good. I love it. It's the power of spiral energy.
One thing that I really enjoyed was this like a lot of the mecha stuff and fighting and all that stuff. It really reminds me of like a parody, even though it's like very
serious,
very serious. Yeah, a lot of it like reminds me of like Gundam.
Even down to the name of Gunman.
Yeah, Gunman. Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, oh, just call him. Like there were a few times I was like, did he say Gundam?
Yeah, but it feels like a super parody between like Voltron and Gundam, and like it pulls a lot of things, inspirations from a lot of things. I don't know if it actually pulls from them, but
I would think. Because I don't know if did you watch the video I sent you about about Gainax?
No, I didn't have time. I was too busy trying to finish this anime.
So Gainax originally was a group of fans.
Oh, really?
They did like a bunch of fan animations in the early 90s.
That's cool.
And that video I sent you was Mother's Basement breaking down like their original, one of their original OVAs.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they're just a bunch of fans who got together and made fan projects, and then people made money. So this obviously is probably in that same vein where just a bunch of fans of Mecha.
Mecha, Voltron, almost like, and also like Super Sentai, all that stuff.
Just this super, like, see this super ridiculous thing, and let's just go make it even more ridiculous.
Yeah, and it just builds on top of each other, and it ends up throwing universes at each other.
With the name of, it was a Super Galaxy Gurren Lagann. I love the naming conventions in this anime,
and the attacks as well. Really funny. Was it My Wife is the Best Swing or something? Yeah. That's my favorite one. That's the best special attack ever.
I've always wondered if I had a mecha, would you just like half the job is making up names for your special attacks?
Yeah, I know, right?
And then, what was I going to say? I was going to say something else. I forget now.
My Wife is the Best Swing.
She is the best. She's cute.
She is, yeah.
They're all pretty cute. I feel
like his wife got a lot hotter when she got older, like after the pregnancy.
I can see that.
Yeah.
I wanted to say one more thing before we talked about art. I can't remember it now. Maybe I'll remember it at the end.
Yeah. Well, if you remember, you could just bring it up at any time.
Okay.
We're not really structured.
Beholden to our structure.
Yeah.
All right. So, art. This is amazing design.
Yeah, one thing I really enjoyed with this the art style, you could really see it in Lord Genome with like the really dark jagged lines of his character. Mm-hmm. I really love parts like that. It happens with Simon, like when he's doing like something actiony, like him piloting the,
like it'll start breaking down,
or
becoming more rigid. Mm-hmm. Oh, it looks so good.
Yeah, it looks amazing.
Going in the art and to cinematography. Speaking of which, there's the light they use when people die.
Yeah.
Where it's just the black and white, no color, with just the lines. Really, really cool.
Yeah, really awesome. They did it with everybody that died, I think.
Yeah, everyone that died, like, died in a white light.
Yeah, the first time was with Kamina.
Kamina, yeah, exactly.
When he was, like, was drilled in the back, or speared in the back, right?
No, in the front, I think.
Oh, wasn't he like laying down?
I don't remember.
Yeah.
I got a secret for you, Jay. I don't care about Kamina.
You know,
I don't.
I'm in that club as well.
Oh, I don't want to skip the characters right now. I don't want to call Kamina overrated, but he's a little overrated.
He's a little overrated.
I don't know, since you've never heard of it, but I've didn't know about Gurren Lagann.
Yeah.
But the one thing I know about Gurren Lagann is everyone calls Kamina, like, Kamina's like the best bro and like all this stuff. And I was like,
yeah,
I don't see it. I think he's kind of a douche. we'll get to my Kamina. Yeah, we get to my Kamina hot takes in a little bit.
Yeah. But back to art style.
Back to art style.
Everybody dying.
Really, really beautiful. Cool. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite things about this anime is looking at it and looking what Kill la Kill took from it, which is pretty cool. You can see a lot of designs, especially in like in Gurren Lagann, in Lord Genome's gunmen, like really look like Senketsu
There was one, I think it was the Beastman's uniform. I think it almost had something that looked like Sun Ket's. Like the eyes of Sun Ket's. How yeah. It was like almost like on the uniform.
Yeah, like Janome's gunmen actually had like the red and black
yeah.
theming. And then the eyes and everything. It really did look like them. There's also like what's her name? The Adine. Adine's gunman totally looks like something out of Kill la Kill.
Yeah.
The really cool thing I thought too was the ranks on their shirts. I don't know if you even noticed.
They had ranks?
They had ranks. Yeah. So I don't know if you noticed, but
the ranks,
right? The ranks in the future, in the 7 years, mm-hmm. they all have stars on the uniforms. Like on their side.
Oh, you're talking about the
government,
people.
Yeah. The government has stars. It's a star system.
Okay.
So like, almost everybody was like a 2-star, and then I think only Kamina had 3.
Okay.
And so Kamina like
Kamina or Simone?
Oh no, Simone. Sorry, Simone had 3 stars, and then that's just like. Breaks down to like the 1-star uniform, 2-star, and 3-star uniforms from Kill la Kill.
Yeah,
really cool. Mm-hmm. I thought. God, it's just this anime is so beautiful in spots.
Yeah, it's really, really vibrant. The colors, like everybody has like crazy hair or crazy colors, or it's really nice.
Oh, and I guess we didn't really mention it before, but the dub is really good.
Oh yeah, the dub is awesome.
Except for Kamina.
You didn't like Kamina's,
voice actor.
Who was it?
I don't even know who it was. But I did not like him.
Let me see you grit those teeth, Aaron.
Yeah. I didn't like him. Maybe because I didn't like the character, but I didn't like the voice either.
They probably added to it, but...
Yeah.
I digress.
Cinematography, do you have any...
Yes. One shot that I really enjoyed, and I didn't notice it until... Until like the episode with like recap episode,
mm-hmm.
but after Kamina dies and Simone falls into that pit of despair, there's like a part where like they show him just like digging down, 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 and then you see him like on the like in bed, and it's like him like digging himself into like a hole and crawling into it from like depression. It's like really cool, very symbolic.
So speaking of that,
the whole span of episodes are like a symbol of like how everyone's grief, because it's like always raining, everything's dark, even though they're on the surface.
Exactly. One of my favorite parts of that that little saga is where Simone meets Nia for the first time.
Yeah,
and everything up until that point is like really dark, really. Sad. It like changes from being really excitable to like really aggressive, and like Simone like almost angsty. Killing him. Yeah, angsty, almost killing himself.
Uh-huh.
And then like Gurren shuts up. Like Gurren
doesn't want to work.
Yeah, throws up.
Oh yeah.
And he like throws him
spiral juice.
Yeah. And he just throws him off the side of the, or he gets thrown off the side, or chases after somebody into the pit.
Yeah.
And then and he goes up to Nia, and like it's like really cool, like really quiet. It's raining, and as soon as he puts the core in, and it pop opens up, and it's like, I think the inside is like pink. It's like really nice. The inside's like nice, and it's like glowing.
Uh-huh.
And then like Nia comes out, like she's like the only color that's been in the last like 2-3 episodes.
Yeah, she's like white, wearing white.
Yeah,
hell, crazy, and very then, contrasty.
Yeah, exactly. And then as she's starting to talk to him. And he's like, you can see him starting to like shift moods. Like uh-huh. She's starting to affect him. And like, even like officer, his shoes go here. Cause he can't walk in the mud
mm-hmm.
here. Like, where are my shoes? And like, as soon as like that scene's over, like the light breaks like on them. And then it just goes away. Like the storms are gone.
Mm-hmm.
Really cool scene. Like that scene really got me, almost teary-eyed. Mm-hmm. It's just like really beautiful.
Yeah.
Reminds
me of my most nostalgic anime, Outlaw Star.
Really?
Yeah. But have you ever watched Outlaw Star?
Mm-mm.
So you don't know what I'm talking about then. I'll save that for the Outlaw Star podcast.
There you go. And then the other scene that I really liked, and it's not even like, because I can point to scenes that, okay, this is exactly like this.
Yeah.
And it's a scene where Yoko is leaving her school behind.
Yeah.
And it's just really cool. Like, she's driving on the water on the sunset, mm-hmm. and all the kids are like chasing after her until they can't run anymore.
Yeah.
And all saying bye to them. Like, that got me a little misty-eyed as well. But that scene, I think it got me misty-eyed because it reminded me of the scene from the original Digimon. It's like the last scene in Digimon where they're going off on the train, and all the Digimon are chasing after him as they're going back to the human world.
No.
Yeah, but it's nonetheless. Agumon, no. Yeah, but nonetheless, it's really good.
Yeah.
Characters. Unless you have any other.
I can't really think. If I think of anything else, I'll bring it up. But
oh, actually, Keaton's death is actually really, really good.
Oh, yeah.
Like the fake out of, oh, no, he didn't, like the bomb didn't go off. It's like, no, he's in the smaller King Keaton or whatever. Mm-hmm. Really good. And like, you see him, like how the spiral energy is like going through him.
Yeah.
And like, his eyes are getting all crazy as it's like zooming in on it.
Yeah.
Really, really dope.
Mm-hmm. And he does the drill attack thing.
Yeah, the Giga Drill.
Yeah. And poor Yoko, another person that kissed her.
Dies. The kiss of death.
I know. She's like bad luck with dudes.
I know. Poor her.
Yeah.
I also feel, I guess we're going to talk about characters and stuff, but I do kind of feel the Kamina romance was like really sudden.
Yeah. And I was actually a little upset about that because I was like, I want Yoko to be with Simone, not
I know,
not Kamina. No.
No, but Simone got the better girl.
Yeah, he did, but she disappeared.
She disappeared. So there you go. Now
is your chance, Simone. Go with Yoko.
The first thing I thought was the Austin Powers 2 at the beginning. He's like, wait a tick. That means I'm single again.
That's funny.
So my love, Nia, was an anti-spiral.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of which, so and we can go. I don't think we have any least favorite. None that I can really name.
Yeah, I just have. Like,
I can nitpick Rossio because I think Rossio is a snitch, rat, bastard. But but it's fine. They kind of like recover Rossio. His character. They recover cool. it. So
he reminds me of that one guy from Gundam Wing, the guy that.
Yeah, I can see that. Dude. He's really cool. Like, his younger version. Like, I kind of get it. There's that Thanos line for Avengers where it's like, the hardest choices require the strongest wills.
Yeah.
So, like, I can appreciate. They got it from Gurlock. Yeah, I can see that in in Rossio.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay. Like, I'm not really. I was really mad. I was like. When Keaton is going to go hit him,
yeah,
and he's just like dodging all everything, I was so mad. I was like, "This fool needs to get hit hard," and then he just dodges all Keaton's moves like nothing.
Yeah.
Then he gets yelled at by his sister, which is horrible.
I know, right?
Is there? Can you name me? A character hotter than Yoko.
Hotter than Yoko?
I don't think I can.
Like in any anime? Or?
Any anime.
Well, Yoko is pretty hot, but I don't know. It just depends on.
So I mean, it depends on your taste.
On your taste, yeah. I mean, Yoko is pretty. I wouldn't want to date her.
No, me neither.
She's not my waifu.
I would not put her on the waifu list, but she is really hot. Mm-hmm. And it's unfair. How hot she is. Because I was like, I used to always talk crap to my friend. Because Yoko's on his like waifu list.
Yeah.
And I was like, whatever. And I still think she's like okay. Like, I don't think she would make my waifu list anytime soon.
Yeah.
But like I said, like of hottest anime characters of all time, she's like really up there.
Uh-huh.
Even like before her like star bra.
I know,
she
right?
gets... I think she's hotter in the
Her original outfit.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, it's
I'd have to think about that because I don't know. Putting me on the spot.
Yeah, I know.
Is a bad idea.
Because I was thinking about it. Like, she's probably hotter than like every girl on my waifu list. Mm-hmm. I would say.
I would say, yeah. Well, I don't know what Hakagure looks like. Hitoru.
She's probably really cute.
I'm sure she's super banging.
But I was like, just attractiveness. She's like super attractive.
Yeah.
And she's a really, like, I thought she was like an okay character.
Uh-huh.
And then when she finds her higher calling in
school teaching,
I loved it.
Yeah.
Oh, I wanted.
Even that outfit looked pretty
good. The skirt and the top.
Yeah.
I really loved that we got basically like almost a whole episode about her being a teacher.
Yeah.
Really cool. Yeah. I really enjoyed it.
That was a really good episode.
Let's see who else. Oh. Simon, just a really, really cool.
Yeah, I love Simon. I loved him as a kid, loved him as an adult. He was a really cool guy.
I thought
I thought his speeches were a lot cooler than
Kamina's. So you know what the cool thing about this anime is? I think this is the point I wanted to make in the general. I love how this anime subverts her expectations.
Oh yeah, yeah.
By killing Kamina. So like I know Kamina was gonna, I knew he was gonna die originally.
Oh really?
Yeah, I didn't know when.
You know, that actually was spoiled for me because I think I wanted to search up something on YouTube.
Uh-huh.
And I just typed in Gurren Lagann.
Uh-huh.
And like one of the options was
Kamina's
death.
Like, oh, okay.
I was like, okay, I guess he's going to die somewhere.
But I didn't expect it to be that soon in the anime.
Yeah.
The crazy thing was, what was I saying before?
How it subverts your expectations. Oh, yeah.
It subverts expectations with the openings. Uh-huh. So the openings is like, oh, this is a story about a man who has yet to see his destiny.
Yeah.
And it always opens up on a picture of Kamina. Mm-hmm. And it even looks like Kamina in the future.
Yeah.
In the future scene in the first episode. But it's just Simon who is as built as him when he gets older.
Yeah. Even taller.
Yeah. And it's so cool. The evolution of Simon's character from a kid who can't even wipe his own nose,
yeah,
to like a galactic leader,
mm-hmm,
to like nobody. He becomes. I like that at the end. He goes back to being a nobody on his own choice.
Yeah.
What else you got? Nia.
Characters.
Nia. Oh, yeah, Nia's real cute.
Yeah, I really like Nia. I like the way she talks.
I love the old anime trope of cute girl who can't cook,
but the one guy that likes her,
yeah, likes her cooking. real cute, real shame she had to die at the end.
I know, that was a little unexpected for me. I was like, oh, she's disappearing. Why?
No.
Oh, that's why.
Well,
she's anti-spiral.
Yeah. Did you see? I think before the fight, before that fight or whatever, during the fight. When he hit her, she would, like, blink out of existence or whatever.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, no. Mm. Poor her.
Viral.
Viral is the MVP of this anime. He's a character, right when I saw him, like, he was going to be Kamina's rival,
mm-hmm,
I really, like, his design... his voice actor.
Yeah.
Like everything I really love about that character.
Mm-hmm.
He has such a cool character arc too. Yeah.
He was even like a beat up about like Kamina not being alive anymore.
Yeah. Cause like there's that point he goes, he said, there's a girl in here. He goes, where is Kamina?
Mm-hmm.
He's like, Kamina's dead. And he's like, and it almost makes him more mad.
Yeah.
Because he thought he was losing to Kamina the whole time.
Mm-hmm. He was losing to Simon.
He was losing to Simon.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so cool. And then, I like, if I didn't care about your character, you know, I wouldn't have cried at that scene of him and his family.
I know, right?
That was real, real good.
One thing that I actually predicted was like, oh, when I saw Viral in jail, I was like, oh, he's going to be joining the team. I'm pretty sure he's going to be joining.
I think when I first seen him, I was like, I can't wait for him to join the team. Like, if he would have died anytime soon, I would have been really mad. By the way, this anime does have everything you could ever want. There was a prison fight in this anime.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
With the rooster guy.
I was so excited. This anime has like fist fights and mecha dope fights. Sword fights and mecha fights.
Gun fights.
Oh, it's so cool. I love
it. Any kind of fight you want.
Do you think who else is on here? Leron.
Leron's dope.
Leron's one of the dopest characters. And he's like non-binary too, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
He mentions it like in the beginning. I think he's not a male or a guy, or male or a female.
But he prefers guys, I think.
Right? Yeah. But he is not, he does not have a gender to himself, yeah. Which is pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Steve Blum does a real good job.
Voice acting?
Really like, I think the voice is like LeFay.
Did you notice Tenma's voice actor is in this anime?
Where is she?
Dr. Tenma.
Oh, Dr. Tenma.
Mm-hmm. He's one of Rocio's right hand.
Oh, is it? Oh yeah, that's where who it was. Mm-hmm. I was wondering who. I was like, it's bugging me.
Speaking of Tenma from School Rumble, though, I thought Nia's voice actor when she was a kid was Tenma.
No, I know,
it, and it wasn't when I saw that thing. What really made me think it was her was when she was trying to act all like a. Like, orderly against Adine.
Uh-huh.
Like, don't you know who I am? It kind of sounded like Tenma, like, feast your eyes on my tuna curry.
Or yeah, something. I get you.
It kind of sounded the same, like, same tone.
But
it's a different person. So.
Yeah, and she's also real good. I told Jay, I just barely realized that she's the voice of Starfire
from Teen Titans. Yeah.
And it, like, really tripped me out because... Yeah.
It's almost the same kind of dialect that they're talking about, talking in as well.
Exactly. And then, because I knew her voice from Lucky Star, and I really like her voice in Lucky Star, and I was like, oh. Mm-hmm. Like, I immediately made that connection. And then she kind of, because how they're kind of talking similar, mm-hmm. like aliens who don't know of Earth,
yeah.
or earthly stuff, mm-hmm. it made me connect, like, oh, is that Starfire? And then I looked it up. Yeah. And then And then her second voice is also real okay. Yeah. I know you didn't watch the dub for Haruhi, but she's the voice of
Haruhi?
No. She's the voice of gosh dang it, Ryoko Asakura. The other alien robot.
Yeah. The one that tries to kill
Yuki.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then she's real good in that too. Let me think of anything. Do you have any other? Oh, Lord Genome.
Lord Genome's awesome.
Super cool.
Yeah,
really like him.
His drawing is like always like that jagged lines that I like. Really cool.
Really muscular.
Yeah. And there's like his subordinates, Gunmei, Cybermander, Adine.
Yeah, all really really cool. I have
Thymilf. Is that how you say his name?
Something like that. I actually have all of them as underutilized because I would have loved
more to battles see with them.
More battles with them.
Yeah, because like, well, Adina gets like two fights, and but they're like barely.
I think fights. Everyone gets like two fights, but it's barely anything.
Yeah.
Do you have any other? Oh, Boonta. He's really dope.
Yeah,
I really
did. You like Boonta as a human?
The human looked pretty cool too.
Looked really nice, and he had sunglasses for some. Oh, he has sunglasses when he's
when he's a mole.
Yeah, mole.
Adorable. Mole pig.
Gimme and Dari. I really like both of them.
I have them as underutilized characters.
Yeah.
I would have really loved to see more of them as young adults and adults would have been pretty cool.
Yeah. One thing I really love about Gimme is his voice actor. Mm-hmm. Like that, his voice actor, I don't know his name, but
he's in a bunch of stuff.
He's in a whole bunch of like classic anime.
Is he in Digi? He might be in Digimon.
He might be, is he?
No.
Maybe?
Or TK?
He might be TK. Somebody young. He always plays a young boy.
Yeah, he might be TK. But he's real good. Whatever his name is, he's real good.
Yeah, because I always like pinpoint that voice actor to It's an outlaw star. He plays Jim Hawking in that one.
Jim Hawking.
Yeah.
Classic Japanese name, Jim Hawking.
The main guy is Gene Starwind.
That's so cool. Do you have any other favorite characters before we...
I mean, I wrote like a bunch of people. Attenborough.
Attenborough's real cool. I wish... I don't know if he's on a utilize. I think he's perfectly
utilized. Where did he come from?
Attenborough?
Yeah.
Attenborough is... he's from Littner, I'm pretty sure.
Is he?
Yeah. A lot of those guys are from Littner.
The Happy Trigger guy. Like, just wait to throw the missiles. Fire! Fire! the missiles aren't working. Then there's the Black Sisters.
Oh, so I have Kia and Kyo actually as...
Kyo, Kinan, and Kial.
Kial?
Kial's the youngest.
So I have... Well, the oldest and the youngest one I think are both underutilized.
Oh, yeah.
Especially like the one with the kid, the older one. I think...
Yeah, Kyo.
Kyo, right? Yeah. I really would have loved more of her.
Yeah, for sure.
It's... not Kinan. What's the middle one? Kinan. The glasses. Kinan, right?
Kinan.
Kinan. I really liked her originally. Like, she's my favorite Black sister.
Yeah.
And then in the 7 years, she gets real mean. Mm-hmm. And like secluded.
Yeah.
But then as soon as like Rossio's guys is up of him trying to be tough, like her guys also goes down.
Yeah.
Like, when she starts getting worried about him, that's when she gets, like, real cute again. Like,
she hugs him and stuff.
One of my favorite lines of the series is when they're going back in Gurren Lagann.
Uh-huh.
And she goes, oh, so am I heavy? He goes, yeah. Yeah, you are. And
but I want to feel the weight of one person.
I want to feel the weight of a human life, of a single human life. And she's like, oh, you stupid.
Baka.
Fuck. It's so cute.
You know what my favorite line is?
Huh.
Some I don't know who says it, but somebody says, let's put the screws to them, like in Metabots. We're going to put the screws to them.
All right, so...
Peppercat.
So do you have any other underutilized characters?
Let's see.
I was pretty sure, oh, mine. Gimme, Dari,
well, Adani. Well, Attenborough is pretty underutilized. Gimme. I say Gimme and Dari. Really love both of them.
See, that's what, if there was the Parallel Universe episodes.
Like we get more of Gimme and Bert.
Gimme and Dari.
Yeah.
Being cute, going to high school together. Mm-hmm. All that cool stuff.
Yep.
Yeah. And then, I guess we could talk about how much we don't like Kamina here.
Well, for me, I feel like he's just, like you said, like overhype.
Yeah, he's...
They make a big deal about him, and he didn't really do too much. I mean, he's the one that did the combining at the beginning.
So, that episode, I think it's 4, where he's like, no, we have to combine in, like, in a cool way. Like, that part was, like, really annoying to me. I was like, no, just combine. Stop being stupid.
Yeah.
What was...
Like, he's more concerned about being cool than being, like, doing something heroic or...
Exactly.
Even though he did do something heroic, but...
I think they fix his character right when he dies. That episode, like... So, right when he... right before he kisses Yoko, and he gives that, like, real cool speech about how, like, oh, no, like, Simon is, like, the guy who... Like, he thinks I give him energy, but really it's...
Him that gives
Simon,
him energy. Yeah, Simon that gives him energy.
Yeah, to keep going. Mm-hmm.
It's his drill that keeps him going.
Yeah, exactly. Everything from that point to there, I think he's real cool. I was like, yo, this is the person people were talking about. Mm-hmm. But then he dies, like, in that same episode. Or either that same episode or the episode after. And it kind of sucks because I was starting to like him from that point. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, when people talk about him, they talk about him in this, I believe in this instance.
Yeah.
Because everything up until that point, he kind of sucks. Mm.
His grave is pretty cool, though.
I really like how no one touched the 20-foot katana that was just there.
Yeah. And freaking Nia's grave has the ring.
I know. It's so cute.
Like, hopefully nobody steals that ring.
I like how they're like right next to each other, too.
Yeah.
Real cute. Mm-hmm.
Even though there's, like, nothing in Nia's grave, I'm sure.
Let's see. Favorite moments, least favorite moments.
Favorite moments, first time they combined, Logan, Gurren and Logan.
Pretty cool. Pretty yeah. dope.
Literally just smack him into
the top.
To the top, yeah.
My favorite design choice is you could see the drill behind him.
Yeah, I really love that.
That's so cool.
And like every time somebody else like pilots Gurren,
they're like, whoa.
They're like, what the?
It's that. It's using the sunglasses to hold people.
Oh, yeah.
The sunglasses off of Logan. Mm-hmm. No.
I guess it's Gurren's the bottom, right?
Gurren is the bottom, yeah. Logan's the top. Yeah, because I always got to remember, because it's like Die Gurren is the name of the ship. Yeah, so it's, yeah, Gurren and then Logan. Anyway.
Space Die Gurren.
Space Die Gurren, exactly.
Super Space Die Gurren.
Super Space Die Gurren. I was trying to think of other... I've already talked about a lot of stuff that I really, really enjoyed, the scenes that I enjoyed. I don't think there's any more I left out. I really liked the beach episode.
Oh, yeah, that was pretty good.
Cool, fun, filler fan service episode. Mm-hmm.
Everybody was like complaining about Yoko's swimsuit because it was like,
yeah,
it was less.
Yeah, that's less skin than she usually shows.
Yeah, it's yeah, less skin. Yeah,
yeah, but it was real. I thought her thing was real cute. Her swimsuit, yeah.
Super cute.
So to go on the things I didn't like, which is actually a real cool comparison because it happens in the same spot as Kill la Kill, which is pretty funny. So episode 4. Of Gurren Lagann, it's the episode where they meet the black siblings for the first time.
Yeah,
that episode is ugly. It's really badly animated. It's like really janky, really bad janky.
Okay,
and it's real cheap. Mm. And the crazy thing is, from that point on, there's not really anything that gets that bad where, like, it didn't seem like a lot of money was put into it.
Yeah.
Like, it kind of seems like, oh, instead of putting money into it, let's have a clip show and just save the money altogether and try to not do a shoestring. But you look at what he did next, which is Panty and Stocking, and that's pure, like,
budget.
Jank.
Yeah.
Nothing but jank. But it's done very, very, very well.
Yeah.
And then you look at Kill la Kill. Kill la Kill's fourth episode is the episode where they got to make it to school on time or else they get expelled. That episode is pure jank. But it's directed very, very well to where it doesn't matter. Like, the jank is very funny. Mm-hmm. So, like, I like that thing where you can see, like, oh, he learned how to do
jank
proper
well.
Jank. Yeah. A jank in his own way to make it even cooler.
Yeah. I really like the way he does jank now, is like with the caricatures and how it looks like super cute, but it looks like it's done intentionally, not to save money.
Exactly. Like, look at my favorite, like, look at Lolico. Lolico's super jank.
Oh, yeah, there's like stuff like that all the time.
Yeah, like when I think of jank, there's like the scene of the, in the very first episode, like the aliens like running out the room before the suit blasts them.
Yeah.
And it's like, a good 20 seconds, like nothing really on screen, but him moving like very slowly. Mm-hmm. And it's just so funny. And then you look at Inferno Cop.
Yeah.
Inferno Cop is just pure
comedy gold.
Exactly. Do you have anything you want to mention before we end the wrap up?
I really like that school episode. That one was really nice.
Yeah.
Those kids were super cute. Even the bully, I liked.
I know. I really would like, I don't know if I'd like another episode of that, but having that one episode was really good. I really enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm. Right. What else was there? That episode where they go to like the hot spring thing. I think everything up to like the part where they start reminiscing was really good.
So I think I sent you that before, but those were added.
Yeah, because they're supposed to be like a, like that was supposed to be like a super fan service-y episode, right?
Yeah, and then they edited all the fan service parts out.
And put like a montage of what happened.
Exactly.
And I thought everything up to the montage was pretty funny, but
it was a really cool episode, and then it just like it gets ruined by the montages.
Yeah.
Like, it's such a travesty. And what sucks is, I mean, if we probably look for it, we could probably find it, but it sucks that it's not readily available.
Yeah. And like anywhere on any kind of streaming service other than like trying to find it like through like a sketchy website.
Or, yeah, exactly.
Or buying the
Blu-rays,
which are an arm and a leg.
Yeah, which a cool fact is the Gurren Lagann special edition, it's like $400. So mm-hmm. if you have $400 just lying around, you don't got to pay rent for the month. Your taxes came in hot. Go ahead and buy the Gurren Lagann. And it looks dope, send it too. To us. It looks super dope, the cover. I'll find it at the end of this and show you, but it's really cool.
Yeah.
I almost bought it for my friend for his wedding gift.
And then you saw the price tag.
Yeah, and I was like, oof. So I'll get you a smoker. All right, Jay, anything you want to add before we wrap up?
This is a really great anime. I wish I had more time to digest everything.
Mm-hmm.
Because I literally just finished today.
There you go. Sounding like me over there.
I sounded like you. Yeah. I had a business trip. So. I know.
Walk in. Oh, hold on, Jay. I got 5 more minutes left in this episode.
But yeah, this was a really fun watch and something I definitely would recommend to a lot of people.
All right. So, accessibility, I actually think it's pretty high.
Yeah.
There's not.
Other than the fan service-y parts.
Other than like the weird wiggling boob jiggles all over the place.
You know, it's weird. There's even like fan service-y like things with like people fully clothed.
Yeah. Or like the camera angles.
Yeah. It's like, okay, like this person's talking, but this girl's crotch is like right next to him. Like, okay.
Or like how they sit in the mechas too. It's like super like spread eagle.
Yeah.
I didn't even really notice it until Rossio's girl was in the Gurren.
Oh yeah.
I probably noticed Yoko when Yoko was
She was in it for a little bit.
Yeah, but I thought it was real weird. Mm-hmm. And then there's also that real fun meme of so do you think anime has weird camera angles? It's like, oh, what do you mean? And it's like a weird camera angle of like someone's like on the ground looking up. Like at someone's ass through, or like looking someone through someone's leg, a girl's legs to see someone else.
Yeah,
it's like really weird, fan servicey shots.
Yeah,
or like, oh, let's talk to Yoko, and Yoko's like bent over, talking.
Her boobs are on Simone's face.
Yeah,
like she's taking aim at a gunman or something.
Yeah, weird stuff.
So other than the fan service, it's fine. Pretty fine. And I mean, there's cursing.
Yeah, but ugh. And then you can find it.
You better not die or I'm going to kick your ass. That kind of talk.
And then you can find it on Crunchyroll, Hulu, Netflix.
I watched it on Netflix.
I also watched it on Netflix. Mm-hmm. I think the dub is only on Netflix. Because I'm pretty sure Hulu. I was going to watch it on Hulu, but Hulu doesn't have the dub.
Okay.
Again,
and Crunchyroll like doesn't really have that many dubs on.
I mean, now they do. They're starting to.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, they're doing their good own dubbing them. Stuff. Anyway, trying to think what's next, Jay.
Accessibility. Then it's a rewatchability.
High, really high. I know we've been doing 100 episodes. I don't think I'll ever remember. what's something you do different, Jay? I don't know if I do anything different.
Yeah, I think it's fine.
More episodes.
More jagged line more people. Imagine if that whole anime looked like that. That'd be crazy.
I really want to watch the movies just because I want to see how different it is.
Yeah.
How they compacted everything.
Mm-hmm. That'd be an interesting thing to watch. We could do that for Cherry Bomb at the movies.
Yeah, do it. Yeah.
But we'd be probably pretty much talking about the same stuff, though.
Right. Well, we'll just
talk about differences or something.
Yeah. The new scenes added.
Yeah.
Trying to think of we should have one more thing. It's four things, isn't it? Four before rating. Am I tripping? Accessibility,
rewatchability.
What we do different.
There's something else.
Are you sure? Is there anything else? Or am I tripping? I think I'm tripping.
If we miss something, we apologize.
I know. Sorry.
I don't have my usual tablet in front of me telling me what to do, but
okay. So, Jay, final rating.
Rating.
What do you give it?
I guess a high recommend.
You give it a high recommend? I give this a
must watch?
Must watch. Mm-hmm. This is a must watch anime. The beginning was a little rough, but as soon as the rough patch was over, it's just...
I might have given this a must watch if I had more time to
digest
it. Like more, think about it more, but just like going off of like me like fresh watching it, I think it's definitely a high recommend at the very least.
Yeah. This gotta watch. It's really good. Mm-hmm. All right, Jay. Now that our drill has pierced the heavens.
I know, right?
Our drill has created the heavens.
Wow.
Yeah. What do you got in store for us for next week? The monumental 101st podcast.
The start of the start of the road to 200.
Exactly.
We're going to watch. My mental choices are completely interfering with my school romantic comedy.
He said that one more. Say that one more time, Jay. Say that one more time for us.
My mental choices are completely interfering with my school romantic comedy. Snafu.
Snafu. We need to find the shortened name for that by next week.
Is there a shortened name?
Yeah, there probably is a shortened name for it. We just gotta go look for it.
Okay.
How many episodes? 12, right? No, 10. 10 episodes.
So a very easy watch because we're a little recording a little late.
Yeah, so we should. We should be done by.
Yeah, we should be done. Day. I'll probably watch like at least like 5 episodes tonight.
Today, right? Yeah.
So it should be a very easy watch.
All right. Well, thanks everybody. Hundreds and hundreds of thanks. Mm-hmm. 100 of thanks.
100 thanks.
If you liked us, go ahead.
Follow us on SoundCloud. Like us on SoundCloud. You can subscribe to us on iTunes.
You'll always get the podcast usually first on those.
On those two platforms.
Two platforms. And then YouTube slightly after.
Yeah.
Trying to get better. It just depends on how fast we have each of the things. But usually they go at the same time. But follow the SoundCloud and the iTunes and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
Get it first. Mm-hmm. If you'd like to, go ahead and recommend us to your friends.
Yeah.
Your family.
If you have any suggestions of what you want us to watch or anything you want us to cover, any kind of things we can improve on, we're definitely open to suggestions. You could email us. You could leave a comment on any of the, maybe not iTunes, because we don't really check iTunes that often.
Find me on the streets.
Oh. And they'll tell me word of mouth.
Yeah, exactly.
But you can go ahead and leave a comment on like SoundCloud or YouTube.
Or iTunes too.
Yeah, iTunes you can, but we just don't really check.
Yeah, we don't really check iTunes. So, yeah, but for sure those two things. The SoundCloud
and you can email us,
and the email we'll definitely get. Mm-hmm. And until then, everybody.
Yeah.
Stay
drilling.
Stay drilling. Stay believing in the me that believes in you. My back and here in my heart, he lives on as a part of me. If you're gonna dig to the heavens, no matter what's in my way, I won't stop. Once I've dug through, it means that I've won.